All right. Adam Walker, how you doing, buddy?
Doing fantastic. How are you?
Good. We're gearing up here for another big 2018, another year for both our businesses and 48 and 48. How you feeling?
Man, I feel really excited about 2018. It's going to be a big year across the board, doing some crazy stuff.
Yeah, agreed. I love doing crazy stuff with you.
Oh, man, crazy stuff is the best. Like, it's so much fun. You can dream big, you get a good partner in with you, and you just go.
Well, what I wanted to do, tell people sort of what you do and where they can find you.
Yeah, so I'm Adam Walker. You can find me on my blog at adamjwalker.com, where I talk about leadership and having five kids and productivity and all kinds of fun stuff like that. My role is CEO of Sideways 8, which is a digital agency here in Atlanta. And I also lead 48 and 48, which is the nonprofit where we put on events to build 48 websites for 48 nonprofits in 48 hours, as you know, because you're my co-founder.
That's right. Yes. Awesome. And, you know, if you're not on my blog reading or listening to this, I have a blog at Jeff Hillemeyer, HILIMIRE.com. And then, like Adam, I run an agency. We're more focused on mobile and innovation. It's called Dragon Army. And then, yeah, together we do a lot of 48 and 48 and other good stuff
all across the country and in the UK in 2018.
Oh, yeah.
London. Yeah. It's going to be great.
So what I wanted to chat with you today is something we've been talking about. You know, I have been an entrepreneur for 20 years now, and with Dragon Army, which is about 4 years old, we're running a process called the Great Game of Business, and it has transformed my view of how a company should be run and how a team can function. And at this point, I don't think I'll ever run a business that doesn't incorporate a version of the Great Game. So
nice.
And I know that you're looking at that for both 48 and Sideways 8.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I'll just give a brief overview on what The Great Game of Business is. It's a fantastic book. Daniel Roberts actually recommended it to me like 2 years ago.
Nice.
So he's a CEO of Friendly Human. So The Great Game of Business is a model that basically says that you can and should run your company like a sports team. And the difference between a sports team and a typical company is that when you're on a team and let's say you're a basketball team, you know what the goal is that year. You're trying to win the championship, you're trying to win the conference tournament, whatever it is. And you know what the score is.
Yep.
So you know your record is 7-4 and you've got to get 12 wins to make the tournament or whatever.
Right.
You also know how you contribute to that. Maybe you're the three-point specialist, maybe you're a defensive person.
Rebounds or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, and so you can look up and go, I contributed to the success of us hitting our goal. In most companies, none of that exists.
Yeah,
in most companies, silent. Nobody knows what the CEO or the board or the leadership team is focused on. Nobody really understands where they are against that. And then very few people understand how they make an impact. They know they're doing this role, but they don't really understand how that role impacts the bigger picture, other than, you know, they might be generating revenue.
Right.
So the idea of the Great Game of Business is to bring all that together so that everybody is on the same page. Everybody understands what the company's trying to accomplish. They understand where they are at that moment against the goal and how they contribute to it. And so with Dragon Army, it's been phenomenal. We have so many great conversations now, and the company is focused on the same thing. And I think that's important.
Yeah, I mean, I think when every layer of the company understands that they all have the same goal and that they all can pull a lever that affects that goal, it changes the way you innovate and the way you think. And I mean, I think you've even told me a couple of stories, and you may share them in a moment, I don't know, but about where you've had people that traditionally would never, ever think about these goals and come to you and say, hey, if we did this, this, and this, we could save money here, here, and here, and it would contribute towards this goal, which is unbelievable.
Yeah. It's first time again in 20 years that's really happened for me.
Yeah.
One great aspect of the Great Game is that you have almost completely open financials, complete transparency.
Right.
The only thing we don't share at Dragon Army is what an individual makes with their compensation.
Sure.
But everybody in the company knows this is how much we spend on compensation. Mm-hmm. This is how much we spend on rent. This is what our profit is. And that level of openness promotes, one, an understanding so that people can understand the business more and contribute to it directly.
Yeah.
But also trust.
So
building trust in a team, super important. Building trust in an organization, equally important. So that's been and I think having the confidence to share those numbers, a lot of entrepreneurs I talk to are worried
super
about
scared.
That.
Yeah. Super scared. Yeah. And what's fascinating to me, and I've had this conversation with my business partner from Sideways 8, is, you know, he's like, well, look, I'm okay sharing these numbers, but you know, we have a profit goal, And he feels like by saying we have a profit goal, because he and I, you know, co-own the company 50-50, he says he feels like he's telling the team, hey, we want you to make us more money because the profit's quote-unquote ours. And I'm like, no, that's not how we look at this. We have a profit goal, but we're going to take that profit and we're going to reinvest in the company. We're going to reinvest in things that grow the company. This isn't, you know, benefiting us directly. It's really actually benefiting us indirectly and really benefits the entire team indirectly. Yeah. And I think that's where business owners have to get to, is they have to understand, like, that's not how their team sees it. I think their team sees it as it benefiting the entire team in some capacity.
But I think what's great is the Great Game allows that conversation that you just talked about to happen.
Yeah.
So yes, as your company grows, if you're not talking to your employees about the profit and the finances and what happens with that, they're going to assume, oh, Adam's probably got a Ferrari in the garage.
Assume worse than what's real, by far.
But when you talk to them, you say, okay, here's the profit we make. You know, we make 10%, and so there's that. Therefore, it's this much money. And by the way, we have to be ready for cash flow problems. So we have to have some in the bank. We've got loans that we've accrued. We have to pay for that. We're going to reinvest some of it. You know, it helps them understand, and then they're not assuming at all.
Yeah. Then I think if anything, it takes you from being much more highly elevated above the team to on the same level as the team, and then you're all moving forward together.
Right. And so speaking of that, moving together, the way that we have it set up at Dragon Army is there's a bonus. So there has to be some sort of reward if you're in the Great Game. So our bonus is across the board, it's a percentage of compensation, the same for everybody. And so we're all moving toward this goal that if we hit, everybody wins. And if we don't, we're all bummed, but hopefully we can look at the next quarter goal and or year and say, this is what we need to do to hit it that time, right?
Yeah.
So it puts everybody in the same place instead of just arbitrary bonuses. Like, I've never loved the idea that the company could, you know, fail that year, but you give three people bonuses because they worked hard. I'd rather we're all in it together, right?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. And so tell me a little bit more about the goals, right? So, I mean, I assume you've got an annual goal, and then you're breaking that up into quarterly goals. And how does that work in terms of, like, if you make it, don't make it?
That's great. So one of the great things about the Great Game is that it's set up to work against four quarters in the year. So we have a annual revenue and profit goal. And then what we do is we break that down by quarter. At the end of Q1, we should be at this point against that. At the end of Q2, at this point. Mm-hmm. And then we do our bonus. So you can make, let's say, 10% of your compensation as a bonus.
Right.
We then break that up where you can earn 10% of that bonus in Q1, 20% in Q2, 30% in Q4, and 40% in Q3, and then 40% in Q4.
Right.
And it rolls. So this year at Dragon Army, we missed Q1, but we made Q2, which meant we earned all of the 10 and 20%. So we earned 30% at the middle of the year.
Nice, you caught up.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, you know, what happens there is you can build momentum. You always have a chance to catch up at the end, which is like, like sports, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, you can get behind, and then you catch up. And then you dominate.
That's right. That's right. And I think for each business, it's different. For a digital agency, a mobile innovation agency like us, we focused on revenue, top line growth, and then profit.
Yep.
You have to have both of those things.
Yeah, because one without the other is not very good.
Yeah, and we have to hit both. And again, it's a process of education so that people really understand what contributes to the profit. I think we're a year into this now. As we look into 2018, the big thing that we need to address is really making sure people understand how they can impact the numbers at a given time, right?
Absolutely.
That's the conversation that needs to get better.
Yeah, I mean, for us, like, so we're going to do the same thing with Sideways 8. We're going to track revenue, we're going to track profitability, and we're already having those conversations about how we do that. And for us, one of the big things is cost control. How many hours are we spending to execute this?
Right.
And then the whole team can kind of look at that and go, okay, well, there's an option to spend 5 hours and get this done, or I could do it this way and spend 3 hours and get this done. And in the past, they may have gone the 5-hour route just because they preferred it, or it's more fun, or who knows why. And now they can look and go, okay, but if I go the 3-hour route, that's taking us towards our goal. And that's where, I mean, on a very, very individualized basis, they can begin to really make a huge impact in how we're doing.
And I think as you take more of a leadership role at 48 and 48, we've been talking about possibly doing that. So as a nonprofit, 48 and 48, for those that don't know, is a nonprofit that puts on hackathon events in cities where we build 48 nonprofit websites in 48 hours.
Yeah.
And 6 cities next year, including London, which is exciting. But, you know, I don't know that nonprofits think about running their business the way that we just talked about.
No.
How do you think that'll work for, like, what would be the goals for a 48 and 48?
Yeah, so I think the goals for 40 and 48 are pretty simple. It's money raised, so development, quote-unquote development done, right? So did we hit the goal for the money we need to raise? Because we're trying to grow way beyond 2018. We want to hit 48 cities in 2025. So 48 events in 2025, that's a huge amount of growth over 2018 when we're going to do six. So we've got to have a growth in terms of fundraising, and then we also have to have sites live. So that's the other number we're going to measure, because everything rolls up to that, because we build 48 sites in a city, and typically about 90% of those sites go live. So that's going to be our target, because there's always some kind of weird extenuating circumstance for two or three of them. Like, hey, we have this major event in 2 weeks and the site can't go live before that event or something like that. So that's going to be our goal, is 90% of sites live. So we'll put a solid number there, and a revenue goal, dollars raised goal. And then we'll go from there.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. I think, and again, I've worked with, like you, lots of nonprofits. I don't know any of them that do anything like this. And then give a bonus, right? So you'll have a bonus on top of that, which, why not? We're trying to do good in the world. We should reward our team for doing as much good as possible.
Absolutely. And it aligns the whole team, right? Because we have team members that are not focused on fundraising at all. That's not a part of their job or their job description. But in the back of their mind, they're always going to be thinking, is there a way I can impact this? Mm-hmm. Is there somebody on LinkedIn that I know that I can reach out to that I wouldn't have thought of? Is there, and then also our fundraising people that are focused more on fundraising, like, they're going to be thinking, okay, how can I help sites go live? How can I make that process? So they're all kind of coming together and merging their minds to make the whole thing better.
Right. Right. And again, you would think better to do that in a nonprofit than in the corporate world.
Well, especially a nonprofit where everybody's doing a million things, right?
Yeah,
I mean, everybody's
exactly.
doing everything, you know? Yeah. We have a tiny staff. There's a lot of multitaskers in there.
Yeah.
Well, not multitaskers. I hate multitasking, but you know what I mean.
Yes, yes, yes. Multi-talented.
Multi-hat wearers, right?
Right. So, well, good. Well, I appreciate the chat. I think, as I said, like, I don't anticipate ever running a company where the great game of business or some version of it is not core, because I've seen now a year in what that can do for a company, and it's like nothing I've ever seen.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I totally agree. I'm super excited about it this year.
Yeah, we'll have to catch up at the end of the year and talk about how it went.
Yeah, so, all right. A little year in review.
Thanks for the chat.
Thank you.